This is The Takeaway. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The coronavirus pandemic has led to an economic collapse, with around 26 million people having filed for unemployment benefits in the U.S. in recent weeks. And the death toll also continues to rise. But even as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, there's been a push by some governors to begin easing stay-at-home restrictions and reopen their states. And as we heard last week, that's led to tension between mayors and governors with different plans on the way forward out of this pandemic. So we continue our series speaking with mayors around the country on how they've handled the crisis and how they'll continue to deal with the pandemic. Today, we go to Utah. Just a week and a half ago, Utah Governor Gary Herbert announced the state would begin to slowly reopen in early May. That's in just a couple of days. So we're joined by Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall to help break all this down. Mayor Mendenhall, thanks for coming on The Takeaway.
It's such a pleasure to be here.
You've just come through the deadliest week so far in Utah, though with no reported deaths on Sunday. Any sense of where you all are in the curve?
We are starting to see a plateau of the death toll and the rate of contraction of the disease when you look at it from a statewide or even a countywide perspective. But Salt Lake City proper is the hardest hit, and we're not starting to see the decline or the plateau that we'd need to in order for our city to feel comfortable beginning to have those reopening conversations.
Yeah, you published an op-ed this morning saying, and I'm quoting here, while state or countrywide data may compel leaders to loosen the stay safe, stay home order, let me be clear, Salt Lake City is not through the weeds yet. So I guess I want to understand what that means. Are you saying that local guidance should override state guidance?
Actually, we're still looking at the state guidance that instructed us back a few weeks ago to look from a statewide perspective all the way down as granular as by zip code, to look for a less than 1-to-1 transmission rate for 14 days, so the course of the virus. And of course, that 1-to-1 transmission rate would mean that, for example, 10 people are infected, we want to see 9 or fewer that are infected by those 10. And for Salt Lake City, we're not there yet. We're grateful that we have some zip code specific data for the city to look at. And the governor has, I had a call with him just on Friday night, been checking in. We appreciate that he recognizes that local governance needs to be accountable to the local data that we have. This is really about data and not dates. And so while everyone is feeling the spring vibe and wanting to get out of their house and wanting to jumpstart the economy again, this shouldn't be about a fixated date that we're looking at. This really needs to be about the data that's guiding our decision making.
So I guess, how does a local business make a decision if the state says, okay, Utah, you're good to go, and you say, I don't like this data yet?
The local businesses at this point are still under a public health order by our county health department, and some of the businesses are closed. The pressure right now is to reopen businesses, particularly around personal services, so nail salons, hair shops, barbershops. And that kind of one-to-one contact just isn't safe yet for Salt Lake City. Our county mayor hasn't lifted those restrictions yet on those type of businesses. So at this point, it isn't up to the business just yet. I will say that the county mayor created the opportunity for people to walk into a restaurant to place an order. And in Salt Lake City, I've been hearing from many restaurant owners who say, we're not ready for that yet. We're not ready to protect our employees like that. We don't believe the public feels safe with that yet. And so on their own volition, they are not opening their doors yet.
We have also seen a number of protests in the state demanding that people go back to work. And indeed, one man was arrested for threatening you and your office. What do you say to people who are out there protesting?
I think the purpose of their protest was to support local businesses. And yet it's a tricky balance when you have a group that appears to be trying to flaunt the stay-at-home order and the social distancing directive. But our city has been erring on the side of the First Amendment on that one. We've taken an educational approach to the county's health order. We haven't issued any criminal citations. We're really looking for compliance, not criminalization. But that group did meet in mass, and there were upwards of 1,000 people there.
And this one man was arrested, we should note, for threatening you. I mean, did you feel unsafe?
It was more than that, too. He was inciting people to violence and calling for a civil war to bring back the economy in Salt Lake City. So I actually wasn't very involved in any of that. The police were doing their work on their own.
Do you worry that these protests are going to affect, you know, whether or not large groups of people in your city are going to follow the guidance that you and that the county and the governor put out?
This was the only protest that we've had happen in Salt Lake City so far. And what we found from the group and the best estimates that we could see was that it was drawing people from Idaho and as far south as the Utah-Arizona border. These really weren't a lot of Salt Lake City residents from what we could see. And our city, being the political pendulum swing from the rest of the state, has often been the meeting grounds for those type of protest or rally conversations. And that's why we have such a large grounds in part outside of our city hall, because it's a place for people to meet and have their voices heard. And our governor, since that protest, has been, based on the data, loosening some of the restrictions and put a May 1st hopeful date on the states beginning to reopen. As a city, that's too soon for us. We need to see a less than 1-to-1 ratio of transmission, and we're just not quite there yet.
You've already put in 7 emergency orders for the city. What happens next, sort of in terms of your emergency orders and what you want to do and see to get the city ready to reopen?
We're going to continue to work with our state health department, our county health department, to track our local data. And when we can show, this should be publicly available data so that the county residents and the city residents can be tracking the same information we're tracking, which right now is available on the county's dashboard, so that we could show over time, we are looking for this 14-day window. You can see where we're at right now, and you can see how many more days of a consistent decline we need in order to begin loosening those restrictions. This shouldn't be politically motivated or, you know, struck a deal between us and the business community or the state and the health department. And at this point, we're grateful that it isn't working that way. We really are using the data. But the people have to be able to understand what that data means so they can see that opening coming and feel as comfortable as we can beginning to turn that dial back up. Of course, it's about balancing risks, and how you balance risks is relative.
Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me.